This is a Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we sample around the world the amazing humans that exist in the land of human design, gene keys, astrology, metaphysics, all the things. In this series, we are showcasing guests in the human design community and bring recognition to them in the work that they do in the human design space and get to know them a little better and how they experiment and navigate their unique design. Today's beautiful conversation is with Sarah, and Sarah is a quad left 4-6 generator with the cross of laws. Sarah's also an 8-centered defined soul with, again, an undefined G, one of my people. Mm-hmm. She specializes in human design, gene keys, astrology, as well as her mission of geonosis. And I want to say this, Sarah, because I saw this in an Instagram post that you did, I think last month. It says, to know this earth upon which we were birthed and to understand mythos, magic, and mystery, to know her truly. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Ow. Want to get into it. This is what we do here. We really talk about, you know, our journey in discovering human design. So may I ask you to share how you found human design, or human design found you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a long lost lovers uniting at the perfect time. A bit of backstory. I've been working for myself for a long time, and I have been a symbolic jewelry designer since 2012 is when I got the download of that. And by 2018, I was extremely burnt out because I'd gone through my Saturn return and didn't actually do any of the healing that was involved and the integration of it. I just had this kind of business that was just taking over my life, and my personal life fell apart behind the scenes. So it was kind of like this dance between like trying to keep it together, but also needing to do all this massive healing. And I got to a point, I think I went on a yoga retreat in Bali with my best friend. She's a yoga teacher, and I was away with my friends, and it was just like the first time I could just separate myself completely from my life after a really long time of just being in the trenches. And I just got this, like, I guess, confirmation or affirmation that I had to close my business. And it wasn't failing or anything. It was just, I just needed to not worry about it for a while and just come back to myself. So I gave myself a gap year. And with that gap year came a lot of sacrifice, because I had a very established business. I was, you know, I had employed my best friend, you know, I was a single mom, all this stuff. So it was like lots of responsibility, but I just know I needed to do that for myself, because I hadn't stopped pretty much since I'd left high school, basically. So yeah, I took a gap year, and in that gap year was a lot of like cutting old ties to things, closing things down, being in a bit of a void land, and just going like, what does she want now? Like, what does my being need? And I wasn't looking too far out. I was just available, you know, I was just present. And I saw a friend of mine share that she'd had a human design reading, and I was like, oh, what's that? Because I was already into astrology. And I booked in a reading, and with Mark, he's a gene keys ambassador as well. So he did a weaving of gene keys and human design.
But Mark Bentley.
Yeah. Yeah, he was my gateway. Yeah. And I had a session with him, and I don't think I realized how profound it was at the time, but you know, I had zero intention to like, but I just remember, and that open G, right? When you're hearing this stuff, you're like, I want to be this. I want to do this. Like, how can I, you know, consume everything that's happening here? Like, how do I envelop it? So I had like that feeling of like, I want to do this. But then I was like, no, Sarah, come on. You do this all the time. Stop it. And I just spent probably a year, maybe 18 months, just integrating that experience and just going back to me, like rebuilding whatever, you know, however that looked in my own way. So yeah, that was how I got introduced. That was in 2019. And then through COVID, my business. I had set to relaunch a business just as COVID was hitting. So I kind of relaunched very softly. So I was like a little, is this a thing anymore? Like, are we doing this? And yeah, I just spent pretty much that whole bubble of COVID studying human design. I was still single. You know, I was 50-50 with my child. I had much more time to myself at that point. My business was quite slow. So I was like, I need to study something. And that was just like the thing that was calling me. So every night, I don't think I watched Netflix for about a year. I was just like consuming, watching, taking notes, like just in it. Yeah. And now I'm like in my almost my fifth year of human design.
That's always met with different challenges. I think I'm approaching that too. It just feels a little bit different.
Yeah.
I love that journey for you, you trusted in yourself to be able to just go, I need to trust this intuition to know that this is for me. And and life in a way, I could imagine the challenges of, you know, feeling, oh my gosh, I'm not doing it, you know, in a world of generators, you know. But gifting yourself this space to get to know you and who, as you said, what do I want?
Yeah.
What do I actually like?
Yeah. Because like when we're doing so much, we're really not available to the real things that want to catch up to us, right? And that's what we teach in human design too. It's like respond to life. I was just responding to the shit I'd created. I was like snowballing, you know. It was just like there was always something, but whether or not it was the right thing is a different story, because it was just, you know, probably a lot of mental game really by that stage. I mean, initially the business itself was definitely that came from somewhere divine. It wasn't me mentally doing that. But I think it was just like I was exhausted. You know, I really needed to take my foot off the pedal. You know, I'm a generator. I should be slower, really. In that, yeah. And just the amount of rabbit holes that an open G center can take you down, like, you know, I'm sure you know what it's like. So yeah, I think I was just tired of that and just like needed to come back to myself a little bit and do the dig deeper stuff, like look deeper in. I was very focused outwardly. So yeah, studying myself on that deeper level was a real gift.
You know, just in my limited experience, I have so much compassion for the generator type because I always feel that they're the ones that generally are prone to more burnout than anyone else.
I agree.
Because you guys don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
And and sometimes, or actually most times, it feels to me from my experience that it takes something to make you stop.
Yeah.
To make you go, oh.
Does. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, our motivator is this, like, we don't know who we are, so we've got to keep doing things to work it out, or like, you know, collect the information as we go. So we're in this perpetual doing, but at some point it's just like any cycle, there's always got to be a, you know, even with the planets do a retrograde, you've always got to have this like pause, this review to go forward again. So I think the biggest trap for generators is just they don't realize they're allowed to stop and take the foot off the pedal and just like sit in idle for a little bit and just like take it in a little bit and take a breath.
Yeah. And understanding that, what, even getting back to what you were saying there before about asking the question of actually what brings you joy, what actually lights you up, what do you want to respond to, opposed to responding to everything.
Yes.
Can you share with us how, like, obviously, and it's interesting that it was Mark Bentley, because that's a conversation for later, but Mark only recently just dropped into my space.
Wow.
And it was just like, oh my gosh, there is somebody here, you know, that is also doing this. And and he dropped into my space just through Gene Keys, because he's running that new program anyway. Hi Mark, if you ever watch this, it's just like,
oh, thank you.
Another fellow Aussie. It's just like we found again, with the more we do, the more we know.
Yeah.
But how was that hearing about, because he would have guided you through your strategy, you know, to wait, to respond, and that frustration. Can you talk to me about how that feels for you as a generator type?
Yeah, so when I learn about it, I don't know that it fully landed yet, because it was still like I was still super in my head, hadn't learned to connect to my body. And actually that was when I stopped and created that pause in my life. The thing that was really alive for me, that my body or my, you know, everything wanted to do, was embodiment dance at that time. So I spent a lot of like my energy dancing and doing embodiment dance. So I think that was like the missing piece for me, because it taught me to come back into my body and build a deeper connection with it, which then made it more, it made more sense to me then, is this whole like, oh, if I just sit in my body and I actually feel what's happening and I can hear, you know, like I still have a defined gut and spleen and, you know, there's lots of shit going on in my body. So I still would have a connection to my gut then, you know, I could hear myself and just that awareness of like, oh, I can actually hear more of a yes or a no or a mm-hmm, you know, in my body than I ever, I mean, I'm sure I was doing it unconsciously, but I was just conscious to it for the first time, you know? And it feels far more selective, far more few and far between, like the true ones, the true yeses and the true clarity moves. You know, it's really there's like a huge level of discernment once you come into your body. You're like, oh, do I act like, like that, just having that little moment even.
Yeah.
Having the language to, or the boundary to say, I'll come back to you. Let me come back to you. Like massively game changing. I was such a wanting to always connect, like, I don't know, I'd get an idea and then straight away I'm doing something about it. It was just like brain to life, you know?
Yeah.
And I was skipping out the whole body part. And now it's like, I've got to run it through here. I've got to sit with it. I've got to wait, maybe sleep on it. Sometimes it's obvious, but maybe it's like, because it's a smaller decision that I kind of like trust. But yeah, it's much more refined, slower discerning process than I, you know, was previously doing. Yeah. And I didn't get it until I did more embodiment, essentially. Yeah.
You know, I've just been sharing this recently with another fellow. I think we're just talking about generators, and you know, when you study this, and as a non-generator, it's like, okay, so if you're working with generators, you need to get them, you know, accessing their sacral through their yes, no. And I remember at the time just going, all right, I've got a lot of these around me. Come on in here. I can help you. I can help you do this. And but what I found in that moment was it's all very different. Yeah. Again, speaking to you, like you are quad left. That in itself is unique. You know, you are emotional. You know, you have an emotional authority. That's completely different. So your is kind of not going to be like my partner's or something like that. So it was this big dive into this generator world, and I was fascinated. I was so fascinated by everyone, and I'm just like, wow, because I can sometimes tap into that, or I think I can, where I feel it and I'm like, ooh, you know, that's how that feels.
Yeah, everyone gets a taste of it in a lot of different ways, and I've tasted all the authorities, you know, and so would have you, because of the transits or the people that we're with. And that's why when we're with other people, it brings out other aspects in us. And it doesn't necessarily mean like that's the true version always and we've got to stick to that version. But it's kind of cool to, it's almost like we're able to better understand humanity because of that. You know, we're able to sample and try and feel what it feels like to be them on some level, or be someone slightly, you know, very intuitive, or someone that's, you know, very emotional one day, and you feel the waves and you feel the things, and it's like, oh, we're all different.
Yeah.
And there's so much nuance, you know?
Yeah. I love that word nuance, and Just so you know, you've turned into a rainbow on my screen.
Yeah, I've disappeared. Yeah. I'm blank. I've gone to the ether.
You're a part of the Rainbow Warriors right now. You're just a rainbow.
Wow. All right. Let's
That's see. Fine. I'm happy to speak can to you your see ethereal. My face? Can no, you see my face? No. You're just a rainbow.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could speak to your rainbow energy essence. That's fine. Who needs a body?
They get in the way sometimes.
They do. Just in your again into this experience, because I find that having these conversations with people is just so helpful because it's their unique lived experience, and somebody always takes something from it to just go, oh,
yeah.
And when I started this podcast, obviously it was very reflector focused, but we are, you know, small and mighty.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time we're either raising generators or raising other types, or our parents were, or our family, or our work colleagues. So it's so beneficial for us as the open centers to kind of really, you know, go, oh, I want to know about your experience and things like that. So when you started your readings, or I guess when you were studying, where did that lead you in the journey of Sarah, finding Sarah?
Mm-hmm. It reconnected me to actually the favorite thing that I learned about myself was when I went deeper into the gates and the archetypes, because I'm a big archetype person, obviously. G Center wants to try them all, of course. But there were a few that really like affirmed to me why, you know, it's just like why I was drawn to things, why I have all these different kind of threads in my life that all kind of do end up leading in a similar direction. And for me, it really reconnected me to a big part of my life that I had, I guess, put on the back burner or just put in the, to the side, which was my work with animals, with wildlife. And, you know, in my 20s, I was volunteering a lot. I studied wildlife rehab, you know, all sorts of things. And then it kind of got, you know, taken over by my creativity and wanting to start a business and all that kind of thing. So it was kind of like just, you know, there. And then I made an oracle deck when I launched my business too, it's called Animal Kin. So it's got, you know, 65 different animals in it. And funny that, you know, the Gene Keys has now done the same thing. And I literally had like 64, 65 animals. I put a phoenix in there as a myth, like there's a couple of mythological creatures in it. But it was almost like I got whatever that was before I knew what it was, kind of thing. Like when I saw that the Gene Keys existed and that there was, you know, these energies or these archetypes associated, and I was like, holy shit. And animals can totally be messengers of those things too. So I always had it there, but when I reconnected, well, when I learned human design, and there was just these things that were like reaffirming to me that I have to keep that thread alive, have to keep weaving that one, because that's a big part of what's going to help me fulfill my dharma, is my work with wildlife. So I've gone back to uni because of that. You know, I'm studying wildlife ecology, so I'm basically a scientist now, like a budding scientist, and I'm not a scientifically minded person at all. It's actually like learning a whole new language. But I think the fact that I learned human design, and I'm still so passionate about it 5 years in, and it's led me in these amazing, you know, directions, and I just feel so like settled in it and in myself particularly, that it kind of paved the way for me to embrace going back, you know, as a mature age student and getting a degree and all of that kind of thing. Cause I'm like, if I care enough about something, I can make it happen. Cause there was always this story that I would just be like always sampling and jack of all trades and all that kind of thing. You know, I was always just like dipping my toes in on everything my whole life. But this is the first thing that stayed with me, you know, and that I've invested this much time and energy in and still will, you know, it's still really alive in me. And yeah, the same for my work with animals. That's been a real golden thread my whole life. So I think that was the biggest gift that it's given me. Obviously, the deep self-awareness and acceptance. You know, I finally accepted a lot of pieces of myself and my past. And that's just liberated me too, to just, you know, get on with life and stop dwelling on things. And just acknowledging that we're all the things. Like, I think I had a real good girl complex. The 4-6 thing is just like, you know, the good friend and the role model, and that just like always being a thing that I carried with me. And now I can also just allow myself to have shadows and to have shit that is unhealed, and still feel like I'm lovable and, you know, let people in. So yeah, though that was, I think the profile thing was also another huge, I think I cried when I first heard I can't remember what it was. It was an audio on the 4-6. And I just remember hearing it and being like, fuck. Wow. Like, it just overwhelmed me, because I was like, that is the most resonant thing I think I've ever, that's ever hit me that deeply about myself. And it all just kind of made sense. So yeah, those are the two things, the gates and the profile. The aura thing, I can kind of let that go now. I'm kind of like less interested in aura, because it's so like we can't really fit ourselves into 4 different boxes, you know, like all of humanity. I think that that's, you know, oversimplified now to me. But yeah, the real juice is when you go deeper, for sure.
No, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
I love that you were saying that, because it's one thing that I really appreciate for myself and with others. It's just like we go into these dives and we learn it, but it's like then it opens up, it cracks us open.
Yeah
it literally like cracks us open. It makes us let light in,
yeah,
let us like view things about ourselves. And then it's like we start to come out of that as well. I love what you just said here about you're okay to have unhealed parts of yourself, because I'm like, praise be to the baby Jesus, all that is, because, you know, we have to, we can't just, you know, when you get into this space, sometimes you're like, I have to heal that. I have to heal that. Yeah, she's like, why? Why do I have to do anything?
Good luck.
Well, right. Because you'll be here for a while.
Fully healed.
Like, and that's what you find when you get into this. But weaving HD and, you know, even getting into the gene keys. The gene keys has been another one of those pivotal things for me that's just made me look like literally cracked me open even further and just went, wow, Annie.
The next layer after I studied human design, obviously, then was more curious about gene keys, because it kind of does the shadow stuff, and, you know, it's the full spectrum of the gates, which is one of my favorite things. So naturally was led into the gene keys. And I remember I was, you know, my whole journey since my Saturn return has been the Sleeping Phoenix initiation from that cross. So it's the homecoming, the awakening of the self and healing of your relationships and your, you know, relationship to yourself mostly. And so that's kind of what that whole chapter of my life was about. And thank goodness for human design and the gene keys, because it made it make all the much sense, and so much I could just let it all go now and just totally embrace it and alchemize a lot of things. But I remember I was dating someone and it just felt really clunky. Like, we were, you know, there was a few things on paper that you know, like on our charts, it was compatible. We were both 4-6s and that kind of thing. And I think it was fun to like date with that lens as well, to kind of like know their chart and see the things playing out and watch it kind of like an experiment. I know that sounds really shit, but it was like, because, you know, I was like, had just gotten to know myself through that lens, and now I'm like curious about the people around me, right? And anyway, it wasn't working, and I remember I broke up with him, which was a really big thing for me to do, because, you know, the nice girl not wanting to upset people, that kind of thing, and actually like saying no, you know, like honoring a no in my body. And I felt like a real grown up in that moment. I was like, wow, I've actually done something that like I had to do and it was hard and I can do it. And, you know, I totally backed myself in that moment. And I remember looking at my Venus sequence from the Gene Keys after that and doing this big session with myself where I wrote all the Venus keys down and I wrote all the shadows and I was like studying it and just going like, fuck, that has all just played out. And then so I get his Gene Keys and I write all his down and look at his and I go, holy shit, that's fucking amazing. And I was so blown away by the exact journeys playing out between he and I. And he's like he's really interested or curious about it, and had done a lot of like other kind of, you know, done men's groups and personal development and stuff. So he was totally down for this kind of thing. So I just like called and I was like, would you be keen to like catch up and look at these charts? And he's like, yeah, okay. So we sat at the dinner table and I put these big sheets in front of us and I like, we sat together and talked about it for hours and hours and hours. And it was the most cathartic, healing, honest, beautiful, raw conversation I think I've ever had in my life. And just the gift of that was huge. And I remember like maybe a week after that, I was reading something and I was just sitting alone in my bed and I had that actual, like another huge awakening, like my whole body cracked. And I was just like, I've come home, like this, I'm here now. So it was like a graduation point. That was a couple of years ago now. Yeah. So the Gene Keys is freaking powerful. And particularly in healing relational wounds and patterns and understanding yours, you know. So yeah.
Yeah. I found I've been able to really deep dive into, and not just shadows, like just a lot of the unconscious.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a lot of 12th house in my chart and things like that. And just I haven't been able to really get to it because it's all really subconscious.
It's hard. Yeah, that's hard. 12th house is really, yeah.
So I've used it to help me, and I've used a lot of that code the codons, the sequences to be able to take me in.
Right.
And I've always had a true thing with death and rebirth.
Yeah, me too.
And that was me going in that space of just going, look at where all my rings are. They're all around death and rebirth. And I'm like, Annie,
Yep.
You can't. Sometimes I know that you want to mentally like go. No. Do I just make that you like when it's there, right, staring at you, going, "You've always been this way." Literally. Can you finally accept who you are?
Yeah, yeah. And that was actually another big one for my codons when I discovered that I had all three codon rings of Gaia, and that's a part of my life's work, and my Mercury, which is my voice, and my Jupiter, which is, you know, my law. So I was like, fucking hell, here it is. So again, that's why, you know, I'm really angling now towards, you know, the earth stuff and the geonosis, as you quoted. That's my religion, that's my, you know, that's my everything, that's my faith, is in understanding earth and its kin.
It just gives me really warm fuzzies. It's more than that, but it's just like when I listen to people and they it's like suddenly their mask comes off and they see themselves and they're starting to live true to themselves. I just go, oh my God, this is just the most beautiful thing ever. So thank you for sharing that. I'm just like, wow.
I just love being able to talk about it. Cause no, if I were to like tell any of my friends, it's like, okay, do we need to take you somewhere? But like, you get it. Like, I don't think I've ever spoken about the codon rings before, but
I've only got 60. Yeah. I think that one is 60 in the ring.
Yeah, 60's in it. 60.
Yeah, that's my 90. Earth.
Yes.
That's my
because we have you have two of the same gates that I have in my incarnation cross.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're flipped, aren't we? You're 60 and 56 and I'm 56, 60. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's why we like telling tales and stories.
That's right.
You've got to weave this into something.
Here for hours.
It's like that. It's a level of depth, I think. Yeah, it's all about. I could get to the point, but then I can't because I've got to go off on a little bit of a tangent.
You got to get the context. You got to get the feeling. You got to stir the feelings up inside. Yeah.
All you know, it's really interesting because at the moment, especially the last 2 months, I seem to be having, speaking of just things that come into your orbit, I seem to be having a lot of conversations with a lot of, you know, undefined and open G centers. It seems there's something happening here. In this,
yeah.
It's just this year. It's always been there, but it's very much, I think every single podcast that I've done this year is always this. I look at the chart and we've all got open or undefined G's.
And I'm like, isn't that wild?
There's something here. Don't need to know the answers. Sometimes I do completely open head. I'm like, I want to know what
else.
But I want to share with you a story. If I may.
Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Because when you came into my awareness, it was not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually had known about you before. And, oh, you're back. What did you do?
I pressed my camera again. I don't know why.
Oh, that's good.
I know. You need to see me. There needs to be the vibe and back and forth.
Your sacred jewelry, your geometry.
Yes.
I was at a temple, like a new moon or a full moon ceremony or some ceremony here up here in North Brisbane with Daniela. I don't know if you know her, doesn't matter. And she had this ring and I went straight in for it. Now she's a manifesting generator, but I went straight in for it because I said, what is this? And then she said, oh, this is what I remember her saying, Wilder Designs.
Yeah.
Didn't link up.
Yeah.
Another link was I was looking for more of these moon ceremonies, and it wasn't until I kind of connected in with you and went, who's this person, explore you more, and I'm like, this is the girl that does the moon ceremonies.
It's like, yeah, I'm a one-stop shop.
It was always a hassle for me because it's at Paddington, it was so far away. Just for those listening at home, Sarah and I live in Brisbane.
We just discovered we live kind of close to each other.
Yeah, but this is like, and it's really not that far, but for sometimes we just go, if it's a 30-minute drive, it's not going to happen, 100%. Especially at night.
100%.
So you kind of like sometimes we're skirting people on the periphery and they're still in our energy, and it's just like then when you kind of your energies come in, it's fascinating. I just go, there's been something there for a couple of years.
Yeah. And that's you would have it through the lens of being a reflector and, like, you know, sampling it and just taking your time in deciding whether, you know, to come in onto the next layer and make contact and da da da. And but same for generators, it's that tantric process that we're in the universe. It's like, oh, that keeps coming up. Oh, this thing. Oh, collecting the little breadcrumbs. And then you're like, okay, obviously I have to do something now. So it's a very similar, but obviously one's more solar and one's more lunar or something.
Yeah. But I was listening to you there before when you were sort of talking about having to explore and having to sort of like go through things. And that is really much that G center of just, you know, because it's interesting. As I said, I looked at your chart and I'm like, wow, you're all defined except just for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yep, I've got all of this, but at the same time, I've got to allow myself to change directions and change.
that G center rules my life. It has ruled my life forever. It is the only thing that I see and that I feel. It's like, you know, everything I've created is around this identity piece. It's like, who are you? What are you working on? Let's connect to those, like, you know, the direction you're going in. And that's what my talismans were, like, way before I even stepped into this work or knew anything about any of this. It was like I created these 20 designs that each represented a word that had a meaning. And it was like, if you're working through this thing, like, work with this talisman and connect to this word and, like, explore that aspect in you. So, you know, there was always this self-exploratory aspect to everything that I've done and will continue to do. But now it's just like, it makes sense. It's got context. It's like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's like, this is my school in life.
Yeah.
This is where, what I want to learn about. This is what I want to teach about. So I think I'm kind of grateful that it's my only center because I can focus on it. You know, I can really focus on exploring the depths of, yeah, what the G has to offer. And it's all those other channels that I have that help me have the stamina and the consistency to do the things, you know, to, yeah, to bring an idea to life, to birth a whole project, to, you know, there's a million different channels that I have that are all like co-creating this adventure into the G Center with me.
I love that because it is, your camera stopped again, by the way.
Oh, wow. That is the worst.
Yeah. You're like, I think it might be our, it's gone again. I think it's our, it's not happy with the aura. How dare it not be happy with our aura? Rude.
No, it's actually my new house. I think my office has a bit of a black spot in terms of Wi-Fi. So
yeah,
camera's just bugging out. I'll just put it on my picture for a while. Give it a rest.
And I just wanted to acknowledge you there in that because I think it is true acceptance. Again, it's just a journey into self of just going, okay, here it is. It's right here. It's okay for me to change direction, change my life. But for you, it's just like your purpose, even though you might sort of change a bit, is really,
yeah,
there's a pathway here. You know, you're back at uni. Yeah. You're just sharing that before about the animal work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's just, I don't know, I just have so much admiration and respect for people when it's just this, they know.
Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of human design has afforded me, is just my own gnosis. Like, I just have such a deep trust in myself and my direction. And of course, I'm not dogmatically following things, you know, and I will question and I'll pick things apart and I'll adopt things that I want, leave the rest and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm a very practical, grounded person, being a very heavily earth dominated sign person in astrology. So, you know, there's no blindly running in a certain direction. It's like, I'm testing it out. I'm really just like looking at my whole life before any of these things even existed in my world and just going, it's always been there.
Yeah.
And now I can 100% trust it. And yeah, it's, you know, even though I always feel like I don't have a consistent brand or message or product or business, or, you know, and I always feel super scattered and, you know, can often feel a bit lost in what I'm doing. For the outside world, they don't really see, I don't think they see that. Like, the feedback's always been like, I know what you do. I know what you're about. Like, it's been consistent. Yeah. It's just like the packaging's changed, you know, the colors, the branding's changed, you know, of course, because we evolve and we grow. And, you know, that's a big, beautiful part of the Open G Center is, yes, trying on all these different environments. But the message has always been the same thing at the core of it all.
I like to sort of say to people, I'm either inconsistently consistent or consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, basically.
There is consistency. It's just inconsistent.
Correct.
having a bit of fun with words there. You never know what you're going to get. But you do, because, again, like you, I don't have definition, but there's a depth to me that is, I know exactly who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Others may not always see that. Mm-hmm. And I may be kind of impressionable, but at the same time, that's half the fun. Like,
totally.
I just get out of my own way sometimes and I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, what's going to happen now?
It's fun.
You never know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes it's great to blow up the rules. Like my sun sign, gate 60, the shadow is limitation. So you could easily say, well, you're putting all these limiting frameworks on your life and you're living through that. And it's like, yes, it's true. And also, I can blow that shit up at any time I want, and I can make some really fucking cool things happen in that as well. I'm like, you know, a born alchemist in that sense. So I'm like using this limiting framework and I'm making some fucking magic shit out of it. So, yeah, it's like, it's both.
Yeah.
You know, you can have, it's the shadow, yes, but it's also like the gift is inside the shadow, as we know with, you know, studying the gene keys as well. So.
Oh, I freaking love that. And you know, you're coming, you're sharing, you're facilitating, you're speaking at this human design conference that we're bringing here to Australia in May. And just you just saying those words, it's just such this excitement of let's change a little, not change the language, but just what you were saying there about let's, you know, it's alchemy. It's just blow this shit up. It's like, let's infuse our own culture into this work.
Yes.
And sort of stand together. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I was reading about format energy just last night. I mean, I've read about it a few times, but the channel that I have, the 360 in itself, is like anytime you're in a learning environment with anyone that has the 360, like the whole point is not just to learn it, but is to like have a full alchemical body mutation with it. So it's not even about what it is that you're learning. It's about the somatic transformation that occurs, or the revelations that happen, or the mutation and change that occurs, you know, biologically. Then you move forward, you know, and move on to into your life, you know, regardless of following astrology or human design or any of that kind of thing, you know.
It's
my gift to the world. Sit around me and we'll make some changes for sure. Something will change.
Oh, do you have anything that you would like to, from your personal experience of, you know, being involved in HD Gene Keys, share anything with my little community, my little reflector community, that is something you'd like to share with them?
Ooh.
On the spot.
Yeah, let me think. I'm going to tack it into, I guess, a similar thing of what I will be speaking to at the conference, which is really about, like, this is the perfect time to be doing this inner work. Like, there is no other perfect time than now to be studying yourself, to understanding these deeper layers that we've been putting off. Like, gift yourself your time and energy into yourself, like invest it into yourself, because it's really what's happening, you know. Like, the energy is so supportive of us all going through these individual awakenings, and it's not so that we can all be like super self-centric and you know, forget about caring about anyone else but ourselves. It's not about that. That can be the shadow of it, of course, but it's about contributing your own unique medicine to the collective. Like, that's the whole point of where we're going. So doing that work now is basically, you're pioneering that. You're going to be ready when the world needs it. You know, your magic and medicine's going to be awake in you, and you're going to know who you are. And so, yeah, just keep going, keep digging deeper, create as much space and time in your life to dedicate to knowing yourself.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Hmm.
Mm. Received. Thank you. And I know that you're back at uni. Oh, you're back.
I just wanted to turn it on to the end.
For people who are listening to this, we're playing with the Zoom backgrounds. Yes. We've got our beautiful green aurora
in the background.
Yeah. Now, you are full-time at uni. Are you still doing readings? Are you still doing work? Would you like to share with us what you're about?
Yes. So my life is hilarious in all the things that I'm up to, but I love it and obviously have energy for it. I am full-time uni, but actually my classes this next semester are mostly at night, which is really interesting. So I have like these full days still free to work, which is fantastic. So yes, I do one-on-one readings. That's pretty much dominantly what I like to do for now. I have a lot of projected channels, so one-on-one like really suits me, and we can go really deep and personal. And I also, hold moon circles for my community as well. I did have a like learning human design, online course, but I've actually just closed it because I'm rebirthing it into something bigger and better. So it's just gone into hibernation. And then also my jewelry, I didn't completely stop doing that because I think it's like one of those things that just needs to exist, and I love still doing it. And, you know, now I've just changed it to kind of work around my life. And so I open the store up twice a year on the solstices. And so in March and September, you can basically buy my jewelry. And there's usually new designs dropped at those times. And yeah, that's all online on sarahwilder.co. And I'm on Instagram sharing occasionally, and my emails, I send out a lot of emails teaching things that I learn along my travels. So yeah, I'm doing all the things.
I don't think I'm even signed up to your newsletter. I'm just signing up for your newsletter. I love reading newsletters these days. Yeah. It's like I just
yeah, there's like a, it feels like it's kind of gotten a renaissance again. Like yeah. Blogging and emails are like come back alive again, which I love.
Because we just can't trust social media, so it's just no. Like, oh, well, and there's and more like, to say.
Yeah, I like long form content rather than like little, you know, set 5 second, you know, things that take you 4 hours to make.
Well, you just chopped your head off again. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and sitting in space with me and just sharing about you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the honesty, and just it's nice to talk to people.
Agree. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. And I will be talking to you soon, and I'll be seeing you soon.
Yes, you will.
And everything. You're in my little orbit now.
I know. And I might literally just run into you one day.
Oh my God. Yes. You're just down the road at uni.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll stalk you now. I'll be finding out. And I'll be like, oh, I'll give you know my schedule. You are going to be here today.
Love it.
All right. You take care, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.